Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville this morning, where police are looking for the person they say shot and killed a man during a carjacking. Coming up, a look at the car they say was taken.
Authorities are investigating an early morning crash that happened here right off of I-95 near Enfield. I'll have the latest on this incident and what we saw at that scene.
It's another warm day and a gorgeous day today, but this cold front headed our way is going to bring a drop in our temperatures. I'll show you when we could fall into the 40s coming up.
And another Powerball drawing and no big winner. Again, tomorrow night you now have a chance to win the third biggest jackpot in the game's history. You know, I even made it a point to stop at the gas station yesterday and play. I said, this is it. This is going to be it. Wasn't it?
No.
No.
Well, you're here. I figured it wasn't
I'm
it.
I'm here, so it wasn't it. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We'll talk about that coming up. You have another chance, so.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, tomorrow night. We don't even have to wait very long.
I know.
I'm
Jeff.
I'll
play again.
Great to have you along. Yeah, I played. I fell into the trap.
You did.
I did.
Yeah.
You
got to play to win.
$2 and a dream. Right?
Exactly.
You can do it. Dreamy weather out there. Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with the blue skies. It's going to be lovely today.
It is. Another gorgeous day on the way today. This is a live look at Raleigh. This time next week, we'll probably start to see some of the fair going up. That begins next week. It's a gorgeous day outside today. We have plenty of sunshine with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. 52 still in Roxboro, 59 in South Hill, Virginia, 60 in Raleigh and Durham. It's 61 degrees now in Fayetteville. Futurecast today will have mostly sunny skies throughout the day today. This afternoon, a few clouds streaming in from the north and east, but overall, a gorgeous day with temperatures climbing back into the 80s. So out and about running errands today, beautiful weather, a lot of sunshine at lunchtime. We're at 78 degrees. Try to get outside if you can. It's going to be nice. 82 for the high temperature this afternoon. We'll fall back down into the 70s by 5 o'clock this evening. So gorgeous weather today. Pretty much the same thing tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high temperature of 81 on Wednesday. Thursday, a few more clouds around. Still warm with a temperature of 80. I'll show you when the cold front arrives, when it drops our temperatures, and could bring us a little bit of rain coming up, Brian.
All right, 802 right now. We are watching a crash out on the southbound side of I-87. This is the camera at Wendell Falls Parkway. And over on the right shoulder, you can see that it looks like police have just arrived. Maybe a state trooper has just arrived there with that right shoulder block. Traffic is slowing down a little bit through there with those flashing lights. A reminder about North Carolina's move over law. Need to scoot over at least one lane as you head through that area. Overall on 87 southbound, we're picking up a 7-minute delay from 64 business out toward the 440 interchange. Some of that is due to that crash around Wendell Falls Parkway, but we're also just seeing a lot of congestion as you head through 540 out toward Hodge Road and the 440 interchange. Hitting 440 westbound, some of the usual heavy delays heading toward Capitol Boulevard. By the time you get up to Six Forks Road, it looks like traffic is flowing pretty well. Elsewhere around the Triangle, the usual delays starting to build now on US 1 northbound, heading out of Apex and into Cary. Those backups begin right around 55 and extend to about the 1010 Road area. Once you get to 64 and Tryon Road, heading into Cary, traffic's flowing a lot more freely. In Durham, both directions of the Durham Freeway pretty slow this morning. About a 7-minute delay on either side of 885. That northbound delay begins around Cornwall and extends out to T.W. Alexander. Then you're in good shape heading up toward 147. On the southbound side of 885, the delays begin before you get to the 147 merge, and then it clears up once you get to around the Ellis Road interchange. Also watching some delays on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound, although they're easing up a little bit here, heading out of Chapel Hill and out toward the 885 interchange right now, picking up about a 4-minute delay.
Thanks, Brian. We are also following breaking news this morning. Out of Fayetteville, a man is dead after a shooting, and police say this all happened during a carjacking on B Street. Brett Neese was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker as police investigated. He tells us the carjacker got away with the stolen car.
Please tell me this violent crime happened along that section of B Street, which is just a couple of miles away from the police station. Take a look at this, though. This is the white Dodge Challenger Hellcat with a black hood that police say was taken during this carjacking. They say the driver of that car went to this area that you're seeing here from the WRL Breaking News Tracker around 12:30, and when he got there, somebody held him at gunpoint and demanded the keys. That person then shot that driver multiple times before taking off of the car. The man that was shot was taken to the hospital where sadly he died. Police also say there may have been a second victim in that car when this all happened. I'm working to confirm those details. I'm also working to learn the name of the man who died and whether or not police have a suspect. This is one I'm going to stay on top of and keep you updated. In Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
And breaking news this morning in Halifax County, where a person is dead after a crash on I-95. WRAL's Laura Levine explains what we've learned about this accident that shut down lanes on the highway.
This was a very serious crash here on I-95 right now. We are right off of I-95 in the town of Enfield. This all happening around 3:30 this morning. Take a look at video from the scene where you can see that car involved being towed away. On that scene, we saw fire crews, sheriff deputies, highway patrol, as well as EMS. That vehicle was severely and heavily damaged. Highway patrol on the scene that tell me that it is a deadly crash. We are working to learn more about if any other people were hurt or involved in this. We're also working to learn if any other vehicles were involved. It did appear to be a single vehicle crash. This happened near mile marker 157, again near the town of Enfield. Once we get more information about what caused this crash, we will be sure to update you on air and online. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Halifax County.
A family in Cary is safe after fire broke out in their home this morning. Crews worked to put the fire out on Rain Mist Circle near Southwest Cary Parkway. The man who lives there told our crew his pregnant wife and dog got out quickly and everyone is okay. He says he heard the fire alarm and went downstairs to see the carpet was on fire. He says he is renting that house.
A 17-year-old is in the hospital after a shooting at a Raleigh apartment complex, and police are working to find that shooter. Police remained on the scene until 2 o'clock this morning. The shooting happened just after 6:30 last night on North New Hope Road. The teen who was shot was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. We're working to learn what led up to that shooting.
Police in Nash County want to know who put a pipe bomb right at the entrance to a neighborhood on a road in Nashville. NC-58 was closed for hours yesterday after that device was found in the road. Officers blocked the area off and told people who live nearby to stay away. The FBI used a robot to remove that device and take it to a safe place and detonate it. No one was hurt, but the entire situation left people who live nearby pretty unnerved. The road reopened around 10 last night.
And a person is behind bars this morning in connection to a reported sexual assault at UNC. Officers say they've charged a man following Sunday's attack. They say they received a call that a man followed a student into McClinton Residence Hall and groped them. That man's name has not been released, but a picture of a person of interest has. It's not clear if the man in the picture is the person who was arrested. Police say the man left the building through a lobby stairwell.
Former President Donald Trump will be in court again today for the second day of his fraud trial. This is a live look just outside Trump Tower in New York. This trial could cost Trump control of that property and many other popular possessions he has. Trump says this fraud case is a scam. After leaving the courtroom on Monday, he maintained he's done nothing wrong. The $250 million lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General alleged that Trump, his company, and his two adult sons misrepresented his net worth by billions. They're expected to take the witness stand during this trial. It's expected to last more than 2 months.
Today, Wake County school leaders will vote on whether students as young as second grade can walk to school unsupervised. A school principal would be allowed to say no, but parents could sign a waiver allowing the students to walk anyway. Right now, there's no default permission. That means a principal can bar students from walking, and parents can't do anything about it. Tonight's board meeting will get started at 5:30.
We have a live look right now at the General Assembly in Raleigh, where Republican lawmakers are expected to overturn two vetoes issued yesterday by Governor Roy Cooper. The bills vetoed by Cooper both loosen the environmental regulations on businesses. Cooper calls them threats to the environment and to efforts to fight climate change. Proponents say they've reduced the regulatory burden on North Carolina businesses. Cooper's vetoes are unlikely to stick, as the Republican-led legislature has overturned all of his vetoes this year.
Happening today, Durham police plan to get out into the community to make connections and promote anti-violence during National Night Out. This is the 40th year for the national observance. Neighborhoods, businesses, and other agencies are encouraged to support today's event. More than 50 neighborhoods have registered They've registered to host a variety of block parties, cookouts, youth activities, and anti-crime campaigns. Durham Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton says this is an important event for building trust.
It's really a correction and a reframing of the narrative of police and our first responders being an occupying force as opposed to an integral part of our community.
And Durham's National Night Out events run from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
We mentioned it off the top of the hour. Still no winner of the Powerball jackpot, so that means tomorrow night's drawing worth $1.2 billion. Last night's winning numbers, 12, 26, 27, 43, and 47. Powerball was 5, Power Play was 2. Next drawing is tomorrow night at 11 on WRAL.
A community in New York is celebrating the safe return of a 9-year-old who was abducted at a campsite over the weekend.
So many people were willing to give up their time and not give up. You know, they kept going and kept searching.
How investigators were able to use a ransom note left at the family's home to track down the girl and her suspected kidnapper.
It's another beautiful day outside today. It's warm this afternoon with high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. I'll show you when these temperatures will drop fairly dramatically coming up.
Welcome back. Time now 8:14 on your Tuesday morning. A beautiful sunny look, live look at Zebulon. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. A beautiful sunny look anywhere you look, especially Pinehurst. Amy, look at that blue sky.
The Resort and Country Club here in Pinehurst, beautiful. Already some golfers out enjoying the weather with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Another lovely start to the day today. It's 60 in Raleigh and Durham, 55 in Lewisburg, 55 in Siler City, 55 in Sanford, 61 in Fayetteville, 58 in Southern Pines, and 60 in Goldsboro. So feels comfortable outside for outdoor exercise or golf, whatever you have planned for the day today. Try to get outside if you can. At lunchtime, maybe eat outside, 78 for lunch. Lunchtime temperatures, we'll have plenty of sunshine. We'll warm it up to 82 this afternoon, which is a few degrees above normal for this time of year. We do have a strong cold front that is headed our way this weekend. It brings a big drop in our temperatures this weekend. Low temperatures will likely dip back down into the 40s by Sunday morning, and that will continue into Monday morning as well. We do have a small chance for a couple of showers Friday into very early Saturday, but our rain chance as of now is at about 20%. We'll get some high-resolution model data coming in tomorrow, and we should have a better idea of how widespread that rain may or may not be. 78 is our normal high. We'll stay above that number for the next several days. 78 Friday, right on track for normal, and then 73 for the high temperature on Saturday, although some models indicating we could stay in the 60s, so we might be dropping that number just a little bit. It will definitely be cooler this weekend, our highs and our lows. Our normal low this time of year is 57. We get down into the 50s for the next couple of mornings and then low 60s for low temperatures Friday and Saturday. Sunday is when you'll wake up to a chill, 49 for the low temperature on Sunday. It will be even cooler Monday morning. This is a look at the map for Monday morning. 46 is what we're forecasting for the low temperature in Raleigh Monday morning, 47 for the low in Fayetteville. And with these cool temperatures, we'll start to see more and more fall color. If you're headed west to the North Carolina mountains, the latest we have is patchy color from about 4,000 feet and a little bit higher. So the higher elevation, seeing more color. There's a little bit of color in the lower elevations, and we're starting to see just a little bit of color here locally as well. Our peak fall colors typically arrives early November for most of the viewing area. But with these cooler temperatures settling in late this weekend and early next week, I imagine we'll start to see some more color around here. Temperatures will be warm in the meantime. Low 80s for highs with morning lows in the 50s and 60s. And then this weekend. What a change. Couple of spotty showers Friday into Saturday, 73 for the high Saturday, and our high temperature on Sunday, just 68. Brian?
It is 8:17 right now. We have a crash in the past few minutes in Apex on US 1 northbound at 1010 Road. It was blocking the left lane, but they've moved everything over to the right shoulder now. We're seeing about a 12-minute delay on US 1 northbound from 55 in Apex through that 1010 Road interchange. And as we take a look at it here on our live sensor map, there are also some delays between between 540 and 55. So if you're coming in from 540 there on US 1 northbound, add a few extra minutes to that 12-minute delay. Once you get through that 1010 road interchange, you're in good shape heading out towards 64 and Tryon Road. Also look out for some very heavy ramp delays this morning on 55 trying to get to US 1. A live look at that crash out on 87 southbound right around Wendell Falls Parkway in the Knightdale area. About a 6-minute delay showing up overall on 87 southbound. You can see around the crash site itself, traffic's flowing fairly well, but once you get closer to 540 and Hodge Road, we're seeing some more significant delays. Elsewhere around the triangle, we are watching a report of a serious crash up on the northwest side of Raleigh on Leesville Road near Westgate Road. Pretty heavy northbound delays there on Leesville Road as you head up toward Westgate and the 540 interchange. And it looks like we have a report of a crash on 885 in Durham, working to pinpoint exactly where that is. Another update in just a few minutes.
Sanitation workers in Durham are not letting up on their fight to get better pay. They met last night to discuss the latest proposal from the city. It includes a one-time bonus ranging from $500 to $5,000. It's closer to the workers' demands, though it does not exactly match them. One worker tells WRL they're not yet prepared to say whether or not they'll support this new proposal. City leaders will discuss the options on Thursday.
Sanitation workers in Rocky Mount also want a raise. It comes after the city raised starting salaries for police and firefighters earlier this year. And some sanitation workers say their department deserves it, too. The city says under the new budget, 44 of 45 sanitation workers received raises between 5% and 24%.
And I will continue to bring it up to every council member, every council meeting until we pass this 15% increase for our sanitation workers.
Some workers are planning to rally outside City Hall next Monday before the upcoming City Council meeting.
We'll also be watching Wall Street today to see if VinFast stock rebounds after a big fall. Stock in the electric car maker dropped nearly 22% yesterday, closing under $10. The company went public in August and quickly gained value, but shares have fallen more than 60% in the last month. The Vietnamese carmaker plans to open its first U.S. manufacturing plant in Chatham County in 2025.
A 9-year-old girl in New York who disappeared over the weekend from a campground is back home safe. This morning, we're learning new information about Charlotte Senna's abduction and her eventual rescue. Authorities say the suspect put a random note in the family's mailbox. Investigators then lifted fingerprints from that note, which led them to 47-year-old Craig Nelson Ross Jr. Once they located him at his mother's home, they found Senna in a camper behind the home where Nelson lived. Nelson is in custody. We should find out later today what charges he could face.
Experts say more than half of the apps on your phone are likely under attack by scammers and hackers. That's the latest news from Raleigh-based software security firm Digital.ai. The company's new application security threat report found games and financial service apps are most likely to be targeted. Android apps are exposed to more unsafe environments than Apple. You can read more about this report on WRL's TechWire.com. There's a new warning about probiotics and babies born prematurely. The FDA is cautioning hospitals that the bacteria and fungi found in macrobiotics might put infants at risk for invasive infections. Sometimes it can lead to death. The urgent warning comes after a preterm baby died after receiving probiotics. Medical officials say the infant developed sepsis.
When your child's school gets canceled due to weather, it may have you wondering what the policies are. When Tropical Storm Idalia came through, districts canceled even though their counties were not under a watch or warning or even a wind advisory. WRL asked districts what guidelines they follow in making the decision to cancel school in severe weather. The thought process varies from county to county. For example, Nash County schools won't run buses if the winds are too strong. In the end, the safety of students is a top priority.
There's a kid sitting somewhere that's going to catch a bust. So how they're sitting in the rain, gust, I always think about that, and it helps me with my decision.
There are no federal or state recommendations on canceling school due to wind-related conditions. For a closer look at how your child's district cancels school, you can check out the web story on WRL.com.
An alligator with a unique face has a new home and a new name now. The female alligator was found last month doesn't have an upper jaw. Rescuers say she may have lost part of that jaw from a boat propeller accident or a fight with another alligator, but affectionately named Jolene, think Dolly Parton, okay? Jolene resides at Gatorland in Orlando, Florida. Park workers say Jolene is doing well despite her injury.
Wow. All right. Rock icon Stevie Nicks is officially a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Mattel has designed a Barbie doll dressed like Nicks on the cover of Fleetwood Mac's 1977 album Rumors in honor of her 75th birthday. The new toy has proven to be a hit. Pre-order sold out on Mattel's website within hours. It is unavailable for pre-order on Amazon. Major retailers like Target have already sold out, but the doll is still available on Walmart's website for $55, so hurry up. Go get it.
All right, fan or not, Swifties are giving the NFL on Sundays a big boost. A huge surge in viewers tuning in to watch Taylor watch football.
They love T-Swift. Plus, the way your child gets to school is being discussed today. Why walking to school? It's a hot topic.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Trader following some backups in Durham at I-85. Brian.
This is on I-85 between Broad Street and Guess Road. Pretty serious crash there. We are seeing some left lanes blocked. The DOT has turned the camera so we can't really see the crash itself. But the backups on 85 southbound begin right around Duke Street and extend all the way out toward Guess Road. It looks like if you can pick up 85 southbound from Guess Road or Hillendale, you should be on the other side of those delays. We're working to learn more about that crash. Also, US 1 northbound at 1010 Road in Apex. Look out for a crash over on the right shoulder. We are picking up a 4-minute delay from 55 to 1010 Road, but approaching 55 from 540, you'll run into even bigger delays, Amy.
Take a look at this. We have some wild horses you can see from our Beaufort camera. This is Taylor's Creek here, one of my favorite parts about this camera here in Beaufort from the Beaufort Hotel. Beautiful wild horses seen at times in Beaufort. Temperatures are very comfortable here at home. We have a lot of sunshine. It's 60 degrees in and around the Triangle, 61 in Fayetteville, 54 degrees right now in Roxborough. Temperatures stay comfortable through most of the afternoon. We're in the upper 70s at lunchtime, 78 degrees with sunshine. And then it does get warm today. Our high temperature climbs up to 82 degrees, but we're back down into the 70s by 5 o'clock this evening.
All right, thanks, Amy. A man is dead after an early morning shooting in Fayetteville. Police say this happened during a carjacking on B Street. The carjacker got away in the stolen car. Police say another possible victim was inside the vehicle during that carjacking. Next on Fox 50, police in Raleigh are searching for the person who shot a 17-year-old. And next on Today, Chef Eric Rippert's tips on buying fish at the market.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville this morning, where police are looking for the person they say shot and killed a man during a carjacking. Coming up, a look at the car they say was taken.
And I'm following breaking news in Durham with a crash on 85 southbound. I'll tell you which exits you want to avoid this morning.
And breaking news out of Halifax County, one person is dead after an early morning crash. WRAL's Laura Levine was on the scene as the car was towed away.
And another round of beautiful weather, a live look at Raleigh, blue sky in place. I'll show you how high the temperature will climb today, coming up.
And tonight in Durham, a chance to build relationships between police and the people they serve. The events happening all across that city in an effort to build community. It is National Night Out, and it's just what it sounds like for police and communities. It'll be happening all over the country, not just in Durham or Raleigh or other places. I want to thank you for joining us. That's one of the topics we'll get into today. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey-Yow. first topic we have to get into is the weather, though. Another beautiful day. Sun is shining. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with another beautiful look over Apex. These blue skies this morning are
it's
insane.
It's gorgeous, right? Yeah, we had this yesterday. Another gorgeous start to the day today. A beautiful blue sky over downtown Apex. And the weather stays nice all day today. So if you have plans for National Night Out, the weather will be great this evening as well. It's 54 in Roxborough, 60 in Goldsboro, 58 in Southern Pines, 61 degrees right now in Clinton. Nice and mild out there. Stays quiet today. High pressure is our main weather feature, so a few clouds could slip in later on this afternoon. Overall, very quiet, calm weather pattern in place for today. I think we'll have a lot of sunshine, and that sun is going to help to warm temperatures. By 11 o'clock this morning, we're up to 72 with sunshine, 78 at lunchtime with sunny skies, and then warm this afternoon, a high temperature of 82. For your evening plans, temperatures will fall into the low 70s by 7 o'clock, so gorgeous all day long. Same thing tomorrow. We'll wake up to temperatures in the mid-50s. We'll warm it up to 81 tomorrow afternoon, down to 58 tomorrow night. Another warm day Thursday with a high of 80. Our temperatures drop this weekend, and we could get some rain. I'll show you Futurecast coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now, and we are following breaking news in Durham. This is the live camera at 85 at Broad Street. And on the southbound side of 85, we have a crash just before you get to the Guess Road interchange. You can see where they have some left lanes blocked right now. All of that traffic squeezing into a couple of right lanes as you head southbound on 85. I want to zoom into that area and show you where the backups begin on those sensor readings. And they begin just before you get to the Duke Street interchange, and it's slow through Duke Street all the way out to just before Guess Road. If you can pick up 85 southbound from Guess Road or Hillendale Road, you're in good shape heading out toward West Durham and Hillsboro. We're working to learn more about that crash. Want to head out to Apex for a look at that live camera at US 1 at 1010 Road. And on the northbound side, we have a minor crash over on the right shoulder. You can see they have a tow truck at the scene working to get this cleared. Seeing about a 3-minute delay from 55 up to I-40, but more significant backups if you're coming in from the 540 interchange on US 1 northbound. It's pretty slow as you head up toward the 55 interchange, so give yourself some extra time there. Also seeing some ramp delays on 55 in both directions approaching that US 1 interchange.
All right, thanks, Brian. We're following breaking news this morning out of Fayetteville. A man is dead after a shooting there. Police say this happened during a carjacking on B Street. Brett Neese was in the WRL breaking news tracker as police investigated and tells us the carjacker got away with that stolen car.
Please tell me this violent crime happened along that section of B Street, which is just a couple of miles away from the police station. Take a look at this, though. This is the white Dodge Challenger Hellcat with a black hood that police say was taken during this carjacking. They say the driver of that car went to this area that you're seeing here from the WRL breaking news tracker around 12:30. And when he got there, somebody held him at gunpoint and demanded the keys. That person then shot that driver multiple times before taking off of the car. The man that was shot was taken to the hospital where sadly he died. Police also say there may have been a second victim in that car when this all happened. I'm working to confirm those details. I'm also working to learn the name of the man who died and whether or not police have a suspect. This is one I'm going to stay on top of and keep you updated. In Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRL News.
More breaking news this morning in Halifax County. A person is dead after a crash on I-95. WRL's Laura Levine explains what we have learned about this accident that shut down lanes on the highway.
This was a very serious crash here on I-95 right now. We are right off of I-95 in the town of Enfield. This all happening around 3:30 this morning. Take a look at video from the scene where you can see that car involved being towed away. On that scene, we saw fire crews, sheriff deputies, highway patrol, as well as EMS. That vehicle was severely and heavily damaged. Highway patrol on the scene that tell me that it is a deadly crash. We are working to learn more about if any other people were hurt or involved in this. We're also working to learn if any other vehicles were involved. It did appear to be a single vehicle crash. This happened near mile marker 157, again, near the town of Enfield. Once we get more information about what caused this crash, we will be sure to update you on air and online. Laura Levine, WRL News in Halifax County.
A family in Cary is safe after a fire broke out in their home this morning. Crews worked to put that fire out on Rain Mist Circle near Southwest Cary Parkway. The man who lives there told our crew his pregnant wife and dog got out quickly and everyone is okay. He says he heard the fire alarm and went downstairs and saw a carpet on fire. He says they are renting that house.
A 17-year-old is in the hospital after a shooting at a Raleigh apartment complex, and police are working to find the shooter. Police did remain on the scene until almost 2 o'clock this morning. The shooting happened just after 6:30 last night on North New Hope Road. The teen who was shot was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. We're working to learn what led to that shooting.
And before I was breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center, a deadly small shooting in Bangkok, Thailand. These are new pictures into our newsroom this morning. You can see the suspected handgun there on the ground and one of the injured. Three people died in this mass shooting. Six others are injured. I want to take you some more pictures now. This happened at the Siam Paragon Mall. It's a huge upscale mall in Bangkok, Thailand. A 14-year-old suspect opening fire inside this mall. Here's another new picture of that 14-year-old being arrested right there on the ground. Witnesses say he was wearing a baseball cap, dark shirt, camouflage pants. He had a handgun. No word yet on why this 14-year-old opened fire inside that mall. Of course, this is a developing story that we will continue to track and keep you posted in the WRAL Live Center.
Ken, thanks. Police in Nash County want to know who put a pipe bomb right at the entrance to a neighborhood in Nashville. NC-58 was closed for hours yesterday after that device was found in the road. Officers blocked the area off and told people who live nearby to stay away. The SBI used a robot to move that device, take it to a safe place, and detonate it. No one was hurt, and the road reopened around 10 last night.
Former President Donald Trump will be in court again this morning as his fraud trial enters its second day. You are taking a look just outside of Trump Tower in Manhattan as this fraud lawsuit could cost Trump control of the property and other possessions. Trump remains defiant, calling the case a scam. He and his adult sons were waiting to be called to the witness stand. After leaving the courtroom on Monday, he maintains that he's done nothing wrong. The $250 million lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General alleges that Trump, his company, and two adult sons misrepresented his net worth by billions.
Today, Wake County school leaders will vote on whether students as young as second graders could be allowed to walk to school unsupervised. A school principal would be allowed to say no, but parents could sign a waiver and allow the students to walk anyway. Right now, there's no default permission. That means a principal can tell the students they cannot walk to school and parents can't do anything about it. Tonight's board meeting will get started at 5:30.
And the U.S. House could vote as early as today on whether Kevin McCarthy should remain in his role as speaker. This is a live look at the Capitol building where Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has triggered that vote. Gaetz filed the resolution last night, 2 days after McCarthy worked with Democrats to avoid a government shutdown. Gaetz has warned that he could try to remove McCarthy as speaker if that happened, saying that he violated an agreement he made with the GOP's conservative flank. If all House Democrats voted to remove McCarthy, Gaetz would need just four other Republicans to oust him.
Well, I have enough Republicans where at this point next week, one of two things will happen. Kevin McCarthy won't be the Speaker of the House, or he'll be the Speaker of the House working at the pleasure of the Democrats. And I'm at peace with either result because the American people deserve to know who governs them.
On social media, McCarthy simply replied, "Bring it on. The House must vote on the resolution by tomorrow."
Wake County leaders are setting aside millions of dollars to fund new affordable housing in Raleigh. Board of Commissioners approved funding the 919 at Crosslink development near the intersection of Crosslink and Rock Quarry Roads. The county is committing $3 million to the $43 million project. That includes 142 units, affordable to families earning between 30% to 70% of the area median income of $117,000. See some of the numbers on your screen here. Rent ranging from $637 to a little over $2,000 a month. The county hopes this development will have a groundbreaking next year.
Happening today, Durham police plan to get out into the community and make connections and promote anti-violence during National Night Out. This is the 40th year for the national observance. Neighborhoods, businesses, and other agencies are encouraged to support today's event. More than 50 neighborhoods have registered to host a variety of block parties, cookouts, youth activities, and anti-crime campaigns. Durham Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton says this is a very important event for building trust.
So often there's so much fear, fear that the police won't take us seriously, fear that the police will release our name, fear that there'll be retribution or retaliation from folk in the community, you know, snitches get stitches. Events like National Night Out help to build the fabric of trust.
And Durham's National Night Out events run from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Powerball jackpot is the largest it's been this year. It's the third largest ever. No big winner in last night's drawing, so that means the jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing, $1.2 billion. Last night's winning numbers, 12, 26, 27, 43, 47. Powerball was 5, Power Play was 2, and the next drawing is tomorrow night at 11 on WRAL.
Coming up, Capitol Boulevard has become dangerous for pedestrians, and the city is working on trying to fix that. We'll break down the specific changes that are being considered.
Jury selection for one of the biggest fraud cases in U.S. history will start today. How the long trial against Sam Bankman-Fried is expected to last.
And this is a live look at Clinton. Beautiful and sunny. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth has your forecast next.
.845 is the time right now on your Tuesday morning. Got the sun at your back in North Hills right there, looking out towards the west. Blue skies for a lot of our viewing area right now. And the temperature's going to warm up. It's going to be very comfortable today. Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. That look, there's some clouds over there.
Yeah, all the pictures we've seen so far this morning showing a lot of sunshine, but a little bit of cloud cover here in Chapel Hill. This view comes to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant. The sun's still shining at times here, but we do have a little bit of cloud cover. Town by town, we have nothing but sunshine with these communities. Sunny in Durham, 60 degrees. Sunny in Clinton, 63. 57 in Sanford with some sunshine. So nice and mild as we kick off the day today. It'll be nice to get outdoors and get in a walk, maybe on one of the local greenways at lunchtime. 78 degrees with plenty of sunshine. It will be warm this afternoon. We're going to climb up to 82 later on today, which is a few degrees above normal. But if you plan to get outside this evening after work, do some walking, temperatures will be falling into the mid-70s by 6 o'clock. So very comfortable through the evening. A look at the satellite and radar combined. High pressure, our main weather feature, so it stays quiet for the next few days. There is a strong cold front out to the west of us, and this could spark some severe storms later on today. But for us, it's going to weaken as it approaches our area. It'll have a pretty dramatic drop in our temperatures. But there is a risk for severe storms west of us, a level 3 out of 5 risk for some states today. But again, as this continues to move to the east in the coming days, it will weaken. And by the time it gets here, I don't think we'll get any storms, but a little bit of rain possible. We only have a 20% chance for rain Friday and Saturday. I think the best chance would likely come Friday during the afternoon. Here's a look at Futurecast. High resolution model data will really start to come in tomorrow, so we'll have a better idea on how widespread the rain might be. But right now, it looks like it could be mainly in our eastern counties. This is lunchtime on Friday, some scattered showers around. By the evening, if you're headed to one of the Friday night football games, it looks mainly dry right now, just a slim chance for a shower. And then heading into Saturday, just a 20% chance of a shower, mainly early in the day, and then drier and cooler air will move in for the rest of the weekend. A look at the tropics. Tropical Storm Philippe winds at 50 miles per hour. We're moving to the northwest at 10 miles per hour. Still expected to get pretty close to Bermuda. The track has moved a little bit to the west today, and Bermuda is now in the forecast path. It's likely to stay a tropical storm, though. Yesterday, the thinking was it could briefly become a Category 1 hurricane. Now looks like it stays a tropical storm. Eventually, that system's going to curve out to sea. It's not going to impact the United States. It's warm for the next few days with high temperatures in the low 80s, upper 70s by Friday. And then here comes the front. A couple of spotty showers Friday into Saturday. You'll really feel the difference in the temperatures. 73 Saturday, down to 49 Saturday night into Sunday morning. And highs Sunday will stay in the upper 60s, Brian.
Amy here at 848. Need to update you about this crash on 85 southbound in Durham. This is just before you get to Guess Road, and from the Broad Street interchange, you can see where Durham police have a couple of left lanes blocked there. All of that traffic squeezing by in those three right lanes on this camera. Need to allow plenty of extra time as you head through North Durham this morning on 85 southbound. Let's take a look at where those delays begin on the map, and it's between Roxborough Street and Duke Street. You can see those very heavy backups there. Also notice how the ramps are getting badly backed up, especially around that 85 Duke Street area, and it's slow out toward Guess Road, but once you hit Guess Road, you're in good shape heading toward Hillendale. So if you can pick up 85 southbound from Guess or Hillendale, everything's moving along well from there on out toward the west side of Durham and toward Hillsboro. Not seeing any problems on the northbound side just yet. We do have Sky 5 on the way to give us an aerial view of the situation out there. Still watching this crash in Apex on US 1 northbound at 1010 Road. Everything's over on the right shoulder. About a 3-minute delay between 55 and 1010 Road, but look out for more significant delays as you come in from the 540 interchange toward 55.
Raleigh is working to make one of the most dangerous roads for pedestrians safer. There have been 10 crashes on Capitol Boulevard since 2022 that included a person dying. The city put in posts and barriers designed to slow car traffic, make it easier for those on foot to cross the busy road. Not everyone crosses at the corner or with the light, and it's common to see people running across those lanes. One man WRL spoke with lives off that busy road and walks every day.
It's a little disturbing. Not having a vehicle for as many years as I've had, it's not easy. And people just are not careful.
The city is working to improve streetlights, create larger places to wait in the median, add protected left turns, and move bus stops closer to the corner near that crosswalk.
Two juveniles are in the hospital this morning after a shooting at a football practice in Apopka, Florida. That's near Orlando. Authorities say three juveniles got into a fight on the field during practice last night. They say one of the people involved went to their car, grabbed a gun, and started shooting at the other two in the parking lot. One of the juveniles was shot in the arm. The other was hit in the torso. They were taken to a hospital and are in stable condition. The suspect was arrested.
A Texas congressman is okay today after he was the victim of an armed carjacking in Washington. Henry Cuellar's chief of staff says the Democratic congressman was approached by three armed people as he was parking his car around 9:30 last night in D.C. Those people stole Cuellar's car. D.C. police and Capitol Police worked together to track the car down. There's no word on whether any arrests have been made.
Hundreds more Ford workers are being laid off as the UAW strike continues. The company says 330 workers at part-producing plants in Chicago and Ohio are being laid off. Ford says production at those plants is slowing because of the union walkouts. These layoffs are in addition to that 600 at an assembly plant in Michigan last month.
Jury selection begins today in the fraud trial of Sam Bankman-Fried. It's one of the biggest fraud cases in U.S. history. Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy. The charges stem from the collapse of his crypto trading platform, FTX. Prosecutors allege Bankman-Fried stole billions of dollars of customer funds for his own personal use. They say he also used that money to cover up losses from a crypto hedge fund he controlled. Bankman-Fried faces life in prison. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks. Tired of hearing about Taylor Swift? Chances are you are with me. But if you're not, and your teenager certainly is not, new data from NBC this morning shows the Chiefs-Jets thriller attended by Swift on Sunday is the most watched Sunday show since the Super Bowl back in February. There was a surge of more than 2 million female viewers, including a 53% surge among teenage girls. NBC did a good job, you got to admit, leaning into this whole Swift thing, cheering on her boyfriend Travis Kelce. And they showed the pop singer during the game no fewer than 17 times.
Well, you forgot the rumored boyfriend.
It's I took the rumored out because it's clear now. She's flying on a team plane.
Yeah.
They're dating.
They're dating. Okay. Well, it's October 3rd, so here's a meme you'll see all over social media today. It's a line from the movie Mean Girls. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd. Fans have been celebrating today as Mean Girls Day for almost 20 years now. I love that movie. It's so good.
It meant so much. October 3rd. A 104-year-old woman is looking to soar into the history books. Dorothy Hoffner attempted to break the record for oldest skydiver on Sunday with the help of an instructor from Skydive Chicago in Ottawa, Illinois. The Guinness World Record is currently held by a 103-year-old person who set it last year. A report says Skydive Chicago is working to certify Hoffner's jump to make it the new world record. I hope she gets it. She stuck the landing. Winning lottery numbers on your screen. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.